KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have a mostly clear sky at 24 degrees. We're looking forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 48, winds southwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, low of 27, and partly cloudy, a little warmer tomorrow, or actually about the same with a high around 45. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In the news, in the spirit of Martin Luther King Day of Service, Healthy Cass County and the Iowa Department on Aging, Retired, and Senior Volunteer Program have teamed up to sponsor a volunteer opportunity to make a difference from the comfort of your home. The group is asking volunteers to simply write cards or letters with a bright message. The cards will be delivered to Cass County residents in early February. Volunteers can drop off or mail cards and letters to the Cass County ISU Extension Office at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic, 50022, of course, is the zip code, by February 1st. Volunteers may use their own cards, or Healthy Cass County has blank cards available for pickup at the ISU Extension Office. People interested in card writing who do not have transportation are asked to contact Cass County Wellness Coordinator Brigham Hoig at 712-249-5870 or her email, the link to which is in the same story on our news page. The group is especially looking to engage volunteer age 55 and better who may want to want a weatherproof way to help their community. They're also looking for volunteers who are willing to deliver the cards as the weather permits. To volunteer or ask for questions, you can contact the RSVP coordinator, Ingrid Stukurgen, at the Iowa Department of Aging at 515-975-3063. And to nominate someone in Cass County who could use an uplifting card, email their name and address to the address you find in this same story, or call 515-975-3063. The Adair County Engineer's Office and Secondary Roads Department said yesterday that a bridge southwest of Stewart, located between Sheldon Avenue and Trenton Avenue on 130th Street, will be closed for repairs for some 3 to 7 days, beginning Wednesday, January 12th. A detour will be in effect, and you can see the map for that detour in this same story on our news page at KJAN.com. A special container for everything from horsehairs to bombs was designed by the Armed Forces, and Steve Livengood will be presenting a program about military containers this Sunday, January 16th at 2 o'clock at the American Legion Memorial Building, or the Armory, if you will, at 201 Poplar Street here in Atlantic. Steve will explain and show examples of a variety of military containers. Why were German fuel cans used by Americans, and why did they have three handles? The answer is just one of a series of stories that he'll tell. And the programs are sponsored by Atlantic Rock Island Society Enterprise, or ARISE, most months of the year. Topics may relate to the military, the railroad, or history as it affects people in southwest Iowa. Various presentations and speakers are funded by individual donations, Atlantic Promotion Commission, and Humanities of Iowa. There is no fee to attend. The building is handicap accessible. Masks and other precautions are recommended by both the Iowa health officials and CDC. If you'd like more information, go to Facebook and see Atlantic Rock Island Society Enterprise. Police in Glenwood on Saturday arrested an 18-year-old on an assault charge. Authorities say Michael Monson of Glenwood was taken into custody for domestic abuse assault. His cash or surety bond was set at $1,000. The Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported three arrests. On Friday, January 7, 43-year-old John Eric Ferris of Glenwood was arrested on a warrant for threat of terrorism. His bond was set at $5,000. A little after 1 a.m. Saturday, 41-year-old Eric William Timblin of La Vista, Nebraska was arrested for OWI first offense. He was taken into custody at the I-29 southbound rest area in Mills County and held on a $1,000 bond. And 18-year-old Hayden Drake Hoffman of Malvern was arrested around 2:15 p.m. Saturday for a domestic abuse assault. Hoffman was being held without bond in the Mills County jail. A Burlington nonprofit that helps a growing homeless population is preparing to expand to help homeless children and offer 24-hour services. Transitions DMC, or Divine Mercy of Christ, offers showers, laundry services, and foods, but not beds. Executive Director Sarah Dittner said the Burlington School District documented up to 200 children who lack a regular, adequate nighttime residence.
Homelessness has been an increasing problem in our community here for a long time now. For a community the size of Burlington, 200 children documented as homeless That's a staggering statistic.
Dittner, the only paid employee, works as a case manager, helping around 100 homeless people a year to secure hotel housing, get IDs, social security cards, and a place to receive mail so they can secure employment. She also helps people wade through the daunting paperwork to get into permanent housing.
You have nowhere to lay your head at night. An application that may be 20 pages, 60 pages long, and that is how long some of the applications are. That is an almost impossible task to accomplish.
Transitions currently operates as a daytime warming shelter and resource center with the goal of becoming a 24-hour shelter sometime this year. Dittmer said Transitions is asking city and county governments for financial assistance to expand. Plus, having the shelter open overnight will give Dittmer some peace of mind.
Personally, it's really hard for me to leave here every day and lock the doors behind me, knowing that I've got at least six people that were in my building today that are going to sleep somewhere outside tonight.
Homelessness is being further complicated by the pandemic, and Dittner said the main problems include a lack of affordable housing and lack of access to mental health care. Transitions is currently funded entirely through grants and donations. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.